Kikau, according to the Blue Fairy, what kind of wood was Pinocchio made of?
This is very difficult, and I'm going to say the kind of wood that he was made of is sycamore.
Wrong. Pine.
Oh. No. Isn't that what we talked about, like in the movie?
Yeah, I think she said something like, boy of pine. You know, something like that, that she's like, and she gives like a,
I love
you
that.
Are now a real boy.
I love that. Okay. What attraction in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World was originally conceived as a Disneyland attraction to be called One Nation Under God?
Hall of Presidents.
Okay.
Ah, yay. On that same vein, what Disneyland attraction was originally called Canal Boats of the World?
It's a Small World. Oh, Jungle Cruise?
No.
Oh.
Your honorable mention for attractions. Storybook
Land.
Yes. Canal Boats of the World was what it was originally called.
That's so bizarre. Great. This one should be easy. Name 6 of the 11 countries represented in the World Showcase at Epcot.
This should be easy. Mexico, Morocco, America, France, UK, Japan. Canada, Italy.
The ones you're missing?
Yes.
Norway, where we will
Frozen, new Frozen.
China. And Germany,
of course.
Good job, Jacob.
Yes. Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi, guys. This is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together, we are hosts of Main Street.
And Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
It's all things Adventureland today.
Adventureland?
That's right.
I love Adventureland.
We're going to talk about Adventureland. Insides and out of Adventureland, and we are very excited about it. Let's start with the tiki room.
It's right as you walk across the bridge into Adventureland. Right on your left. I love the tiki room. It's awesome. It's always a fun attraction to go to.
For sure. You can get those magical Dole Whips, which we've discussed earlier on our snacks episode.
You get it on the inside.
Or on the outside. But if you are going to watch the show, might as well go on the inside and get a Dole Whip.
And then the trick is everyone goes on the inside, waits for the show to doors open, and then you just walk through the tiki room. You don't wait for the show. The line's shorter.
Now, if you do go on the inside, they do have little areas to sit, and you also have, you're treated to a little pre-show. This is true for both Disney World and Disneyland, where they have kind of a little fun little things happen. Enchanted area outside, enchanted gardens, where you get introduced to the different gods
right.
are there. And then you're invited in, you're allowed to sit where you'd like, and actually bring those Dole Whips inside with you.
You can bring them inside, that's right.
And then you're treated to a fun little animatronic bird and
show. Isn't it? I love it because it's like a ridge or early on, and you just see the history of Disneyland or Disney in that whole show. Like, it's just so much. The animatronics, the music, you know, the Sherman Brothers wrote that song. And this is the thing from D23, when he was talking, he was saying that Walt brought them down and showed them all these birds and flowers and everything. And that was going to be in the show, and he was like, and Richard said, yeah, but I don't know, what does it mean? Like, what is this attraction? And Walt said, well, that's where you come in. Like, you're going to write a song that's going to explain all of this.
Oh, how funny.
And so they were like, okay, so that's how that song came about, that Tiki Room, which kind of just explains everything about the show, and then anything can happen in the show.
Right.
But it's just fun. I love it.
I love it's like treated like a Follies Bergère.
Yeah.
Like very, yeah. It has a style to it, even though it's birds, you know?
And Richard was like, well, why don't we have like one bird be like the narrator for everything? And I guess he said, Walt said, I love it. But instead of one bird, we're going to have four birds. And they're going to be all from different countries so that, you know, we can incorporate more countries from people that are coming to Disneyland. Like, just his thought, his brain of thinking that way. It was really, I just love it. I love that attraction. I'm not saying it's an every time for me, but it's definitely a fun attraction.
The official name for it, we should say, is the Enchanted Tiki Room.
The Enchanted
Tiki Room. I don't want to minimize what it is.
And I believe that it was supposed to originally be a ridge, a restaurant.
Okay.
I think in the initial concepts.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a restaurant, and I think that was let go.
Turned into
the attraction. I mean, I think the attraction was always there. Like, that attraction would happen as you're eating.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I think. Don't quote me, but I think that's what that originally was. Which is what I think Trader Sam's is a little bit.
Oh, right,
it's,
of course.
Like,
it's like that bar version of it.
Right.
I love it. If you make your way further into the into Adventureland, you will find those bathrooms on the right. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Those are great little bathrooms.
Good bathrooms.
To go to.
Mm-hmm.
If you need them. You'll see, of course, shopping. And then on the left, the first like other main attraction is the Jungle Cruise.
The Jungle Cruise.
Right, which is definitely in a ridge ride. Is that right?
That is a ridge.
Yeah. They built, I mean, you can watch some of that fast building time, and they had to build, like, all of the, like, canals and all the different, like, waterways, and then they filled it with water, but then the water fell through, so they had to, like,
The ground absorbed all the water, right?
So
they had to, like, go back and seal it all and all that.
And so the plants and the trees are there. And I believe there's definitely a lot of them, but there is one particular area that has like the original trees on the corner of where Indiana Jones is like an original
tree
section.
Yes. And it's original, but I don't know if we've really found that yet, but we need to look at that when we go to the park.
Now,
we'll be like, there's the tree!
Something that is often happens on the Jungle Cruise is you get these amazing hosts and tour guides that...
Yes, they're the best.
You know, take you on this tour, and really the whole thing is they're just going through their list of jokes. And
right.
It's kind of a neat... job for someone to have.
It's one of those rides that's really like it depends on the tour guide, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how good that ride is or isn't, or campy or like, oh.
I would say that ride for me is definitely not an every time, but when we do go, it's like something special. It's like someone has never done it, or you know, it's you're just sort of in the mood for something. You know, for me, I wouldn't necessarily wait longer than 20 minutes for that ride. But I do understand that the line is long for the Jingle Cruise, which is an overlay that they put onto the...
Yes, which will be coming up soon.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. It's coming up soon. Or if there's a special, you know, time, it's
nostalgic for a lot of people, I think, that ride.
Sure.
Too, because they rode it when they were kids, so now they want their kids to enjoy it and all that. And it's cool. I like it.
So we are there. We exit that ride, and you walk to the right. Of course, there's more merchandise places, and there's the Bengal Barbecue, which I've definitely had.
Like, yes.
Like chicken skewer.
Really good. Now, this is a good snack place.
For sure.
A really good snack place. I don't think it's a meal place. I do think it's a snack, but it's really good.
Yeah, tear into some toothsome jungle skewers at this quick service stand. Sweet or spicy beef, chicken, bacon-wrapped asparagus, and vegetables. I'm reading off of the app.
I was like, where did that come from? It was so delicious.
So delish. Great. After the Bengal barbecue, we have Indiana Jones Adventure.
Indiana Jones. Now, this was... several people mentioned that this did not make our attractions list.
Yes.
So let's give Indiana Jones its due here.
Yeah, I mean, it's all... It's
you love this ride.
It's a great ride. I think it's fantastic. I think that it is really well conceived. I think that the amount of people that get loaded into the cars, I believe it's, you know, 4 times 6? No, that seems like a lot. There's a lot.
Four people across. And four rows.
Okay, so 16. 16 people. Yeah. It's a great thing. And sort of makes the line move quickly. It's a great place to get Fast Pass.
Yes. You can also single rider this
ride. And you can
also
single ride the lot, right?
And it goes a lot faster.
And I think what I like about it is that it feels like a roller coaster. But it's really more about what you're seeing and more about the storytelling, which is great. And just something I've appreciated in our attractions episode was that the ride really begins the second you walk into the line. As you're walking through the different caves, the different things, it just sort of feels like you're already immersed into the world, which is fantastic. And, you know, I think it's kind of fun. What do you think of the ride?
I like the ride. I always get jerked around so much. I'm always like, whoa! But I really do like the ride. The last time I rode it, I actually was able to keep my eyes open through the snake part.
Right, because you are horribly...
horribly petrified of snakes. So I usually have to close my eyes during that, even though it's clearly not real. But I just have to close my eyes. And I made it through, so that was really fun. Because that was like a fun little like, oh, I've never seen that before. I don't know when they redid the ride, probably a while ago, but the new, like, mapping that they're doing on the ride, with the projections and stuff that they've added to the ride is really cool. I think it's been a great addition to it. What's interesting about the ride, apparently, is when you walk through and where the projector is... there is apparently an Eeyore sign or something from the parking lot because we're actually walking out of the park into one of the older parking lots that used to be a cast member parking lot, I believe, that they took away to make room for this ride.
Right.
So that's why you have to walk so far down in that line. That's why the line's so long. You actually walk out of the park and then back in the park. And apparently there is an Eeyore sign that you can see. I've never seen it. I think it's folklore.
Yeah.
Or it's maybe up there in the way, way back that you can't really see. Only maybe cast members can see it who work at that ride and all the lights are on and something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently there's a hidden Mickey after you go through the film.
Okay.
And there's like a little like vignette of like an office kind of space or like there's like a desk and you know maps and stuff and there's a hidden Mickey in there and I've never seen it because one you usually walk through that little area so quickly that you're not waiting in line to like be able to look a lot in there but there is apparently one and when it opened this is what I learned about this ride when it opened AT&T was the sponsor of the ride.
It was like AT&T's Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Oh.
And they gave you little cards that, so along the line, on the walls, there's all these hieroglyphics or symbols and stuff, right? And so they would give you a card that would decode all those things so that you could It was like a little game.
Message.
Yeah, you could figure out what the hieroglyphics were saying on the walls and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Which was really kind of fun. Which I wish they still did, because it would be fun to...
They're no longer associated with...
Yeah, I guess they just don't do that anymore.
Yeah, it does feel like a mystery. I did look at that, like, I wonder what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and there's something at the end of the ride when you walk... There's like a... Walk out, and there's like a message. Sign that says, like, choose well or choose wisely or something.
Oh.
And that used to be the slogan, AT&T slogan. I believe it's AT&T. I'm pretty confident on that. That it was their slogan for a little while. So it was like, it was all, you know, all tied in. Synthesis of all that.
I love it.
But anyway, I do love that ride. Indiana Jones, great. I can't wait. They're going to remake this movie, maybe, with Chris Pratt. Has that been...
Oh.
Is that official, or is that just me on the internet?
Just crazy, like, that he's, like, all the people? I feel
He's all the people. It's like... Yeah. It's like
I adore him, but that just seems weird that he'd be Indiana as well. Like, the new Indiana?
I guess. Well, bizarre. You know, Harrison was Hans and Indiana, so why can't Chris Pratt be...
That's true.
I don't know. Anyway.
We also... We skipped over this, but you could also meet friends from Aladdin at Aladdin's Oasis.
Yes.
Which is in between Jungle Cruise
That's
and
right.
Tiki Room.
And now I was saying that I thought that this used to be a restaurant. I don't know if that's true. I just think that it... I remember somewhere
yeah,
that
well,
this
I
would
remember
be a restaurant.
Like, back in
Aladdin's Oasis or something like that.
Back in the 90s, it used to be a place where they had a show, which was like Aladdin's... story time or something, and it would be like the genie was basically telling you the story of Aladdin,
right?
And this is what I remember of that.
It was kind of like one of those fantasy fair shows actors that are acting it out, not
yes,
really characters.
And there's like little props and like this happened and this happened.
Right,
and
we bring the children.
Now you can meet them from 9 to 12:15 or from 1:45 to 3:15. It's great.
And you either get Aladdin, Jasmine, or Genie, or a combination.
Or a combination. And I've definitely seen them out there. Like, that's, like, the place to meet them if you're interested in a picture, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like Aladdin and Jasmine are pretty easy to get a hold of.
Yeah.
In Disneyland.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. They also have, that's also the place where you can purchase, like, meal area seating for Fantasmic or for, I don't think you could do it for World of Color, but you can purchase, like, they have a little area with a register, cash register, and you buy your, like, dinner there, and that's
really?
Why. Yeah, like, that's the place to purchase it. So there's it sort of serves a couple functions. There's also bathrooms there as well, so...
Bathrooms there?
Bathrooms there. There's bathrooms everywhere.
We should do a whole bathroom podcast.
It'll be the next one. Great. So we
moving on. So we get off of Indiana Jones and we walk to
Tarzan's Treehouse. So
now
this used to be Swiss
Family Robinson's Treehouse, which I love, and I love that movie.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah, don't you love that movie?
Yeah, I think they should do a remake of that.
That, I totally make a remake of that.
Yeah, like that makes, I remember loving that movie as a kid. We used to have like, you know, Wonderful World of Disney was on Sundays where you'd watch whatever movie, but we would rent a movie on Friday to watch on Saturday, and I would always
want... did you go to Blockbuster?
Blockbuster?
Yes!
And I would always want to rent Swiss Family Robinson, but I wanted to watch it so many times that we just ended up buying the VHS, which was like a big deal.
Yeah,
1990.
Like... Yeah, like buying a VHS
was
big.
Big. But I loved it. And it used to be that, but now it's Tarzan. It's sort of refitted Tarzan.
I say that I love that movie, but really all I remember is that one scene where the boy is riding the ostrich. Racing. And for some reason that then equates into a great movie. If we watched it probably today, we'd be like, what?
No, what I really loved about it was that they were fighting the, like, pirates.
Pirates!
And they were using things that they, like, made themselves, like, coconuts and stuff. Like, that's
the stuff
that I loved.
It was really fun. Anyway, so then that treehouse used to be that, which
was
fun.
And now it's Tarzan, and it's tells a story as you're walking through it, crossing the bridge. You see the house that Tarzan was taken from,
and that you see the leopard in the tree.
Right.
I don't remember his
name.
Right.
No,
but
right.
He's there.
Yeah.
And you see Jane, see Tarzan.
And Tarzan. And at the end, you come down the stairs, and you have this little area where, like, Turk and the other
yes, where they're doing. Trashing the camp.
Gorillas were, and they're trashing the camp, and you can
zap it up, do it up, do it up.
More interactive kind of thing where you can play and touch all the things and make the sounds happen, and then.
I think it's a really good, like, really good use of that tree.
I think it is good with that tree.
And
that is a tree that our good friends Shannon and Sabrina use as like their. This is where you meet. If for whatever reason you get separated, they go to the Tarzan tree because it's not really necessarily a line, and you can.
That's right.
You can cut. It's sort of a big enough, strong enough place. So you know, it's a good like, hey, let's go get something, and then we'll meet at the tree.
Right.
It's
if you get lost, meet at the tree.
Meet at the tree. Meet somewhere on the tree.
That is so. That's a good thing. We haven't really talked about ever having like a meeting place, but.
Yeah, I mean. In these days of like
cell phone
texting,
yeah,
we really need it.
But when we went to Disneyland,
if you have a young one with you who does not have a cell phone, and
that's right,
who is just for whatever reason you get separated from, why not have a special meeting place wherever that is? You don't have to tell us where it is, but maybe you should have
just
one.
Think of a plan of action.
Think of a plan.
I don't think there's one live. Leaf on that Tarzan tree.
I think you're wrong. I think it's a combination. I think that
I'm going to say no live leaves on Tarzan's tree.
I'm going to say some live leaves. We'll check this out the next time we go, and we'll get back to
you. I can't wait. Or if somebody knows, let us know.
Here's what I want to say. I think that Disney is so genius that they actually have like manufactured these like special leaves that look like they're fake, but they're actually real, and they're like watered internally through the structure.
Okay, I have to cut you off now because now you're just like have a secret room of like
being crazy.
Yeah, but anyway, is that Adventureland? Did we do it?
That's Adventureland because we moved to other lands the second you walk past that tree. I think. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, which I think most people think that Pirates is in Adventureland, but it's not.
Right. So now, let's just think about this. This is like a full list of all the things that are listed on the Disneyland app that are in Adventureland. We have the Adventureland Bazaar, which is like, they sell things, accessories.
Yeah, and you can get all that like tiki stuff for the like plates and cups and stuff that
right.
We kind of like.
Across, that's right. That's
you
right.
Can get that there.
That's exactly that. Across the way, just outside of the Jungle Cruise, we have something called the Tropical Imports. That's where you can find whole cut, fresh, and dried fruit. You can get, you know, tropical mango, tropical pineapple, pickle spears, trail mix, veggie snacks, and bottled drinks, which is really a great place for that.
It's like
we have
good, healthy snacks.
Bengal Barbecue, which we talked about earlier. Perfect little snack spot. We have the Tiki Juice Bar, which we know is the legendary Dole Whip. And this Enchanted Tiki Room is hosted, in fact, by Dole.
Yes.
So they are able to serve their pineapple spears, their juice, Dole Whip, floats, and fruit bowls. We also have the Enchanted Tiki Room, which we talked about and love. We have Indiana Jones Adventure. We have the Jungle Cruise. We have Indiana Jones Adventure Outpost, which is like sort of all connected. That whole merch place is all connected. We have Meet Friends from Aladdin at Aladdin's Oasis. We have the South Seas Traders also connected. And then finally, Tarzan's Treehouse. I think I said all of it. So all of those things make up what is the magical Adventureland.
Check it out next time you're there. Don't miss Adventureland. This has been so fun to go through this land.
And we're going to do this with a couple other lands. And
let's just make our way around the whole park.
We are so excited. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for taking time out of your day and letting us take you to the most magical place in the world.
Bye.
We'll see you in the parks. Bye, guys.